the interest came from a notification from my sister-in-law and my sister, both lived in Springfield, and they heard about an opening and they knew that I was looking or will soon be looking for a superintendency because I was in a school district named Millard Public Schools in Omaha, Nebraska, and I was an assistant there, and I was really loving the work, but I had always wanted to be a superintendent. So my sister and my sister-in-law teamed up and started reminding me of this opening in a town called Nixa. I thought they said Hixa, but it was Hixa. It was Nixa nonetheless. But as I, at first I poo-pooed it and didn't show much interest in the pursuing the job, but soon thereafter I got on the website and decided to explore the website, and it was pretty impressive opportunity. Safe, secure, community, progressive attitudes, and so I decided to look into it, and two interviews later, they offered the job.
And this was what year?
I started the summer of 2000. The interviews took place back in February.
For our residents that have lived here a while, they know there's been a lot of changes in this community, particularly in its size. How would you describe Nixa when you first moved here?
Hungry for change. I think Nixa was in a perfect position to consider change and measure the benefits that come along with change and the pains that sometimes accompany. But they were ready for change, and there was a lot of low-hanging fruit that could be addressed, and we addressed those issues and made change happen accordingly.
What did you find the most challenging when you first arrived?
Well, once again, change doesn't come easy for anybody, myself included. I may consider myself a progressive change agent, but change is inevitable, but the pain is optional, is how I approach things, because it takes a special attitude, and this community has that special attitude of wanting to be progressive but not foolish in along the way. We want to be risk takers but be sensible and reasonable with risk taking. And with that, we've come a long ways over the last 16, 17 years. When I came, it was a great community and it was a great school district. I'd like to think we just helped make it a little bit better.
Can you point to some specific examples that you think have really put this district at a higher level?
Well, I think the implementation back in 2000, 2001 of strategic planning, a Cambridge model for our development of our comprehensive school improvement plan, is the genesis of much of the progress that we can look back and say, I remember when we did that, I remember why we did that, I remember how we did that. And our strategic planning efforts is probably the number one producer of good quality change, progressive change. Things like the new magnet school, we were the first elementary school to do a STEM magnet school for elementary in the state. That came about because of not only a good school, strong school board, but the acceptance of a recommendation that came through strategic planning.
Nixa has been recognized consistently for its student test scores and some other accolades here and there. What do you attest that to?
Well, I think a good, strong community that supports public education is maybe first and foremost. We've been fortunate to have a good quality staff, high quality teachers, teachers that are dedicated, that go beyond the call of duty to help make sure the young people of our community thrive and survive some of the challenges that come their way. And the voters of this community have voted in great school board members. We've had a strong, strong school board for 16, 17 years since I've been here, and probably before. I can just attest to the 17 years I've been here. It's just been high quality school board, and I give credit to the community for electing such people.
Speaking of voters, of course, you've come to voters before asking for certain bond initiatives, packages to better efficiencies or facilities here in Nixa. How has that gone over the years, and how have you been successful in it?
We've passed every bond issue we've pursued over the last 17 years, and I give total credit to the community for receiving the information that we have to share with them, the trust that's been built up, and the good communication that's taken place. And I think the combination of a few of those things have produced a better education system for the kids that we serve in Nixa. I think every bond issue we said we'd do, we did. And I think that just builds trust.
Given the finances that go into those bond issues and the amount of money you might be asking of your citizens. How would you assess the financial state of Nixa Public Schools?
Well, our financial state is sound. We have an excellent executive director of finance. Brenda Rance heads up our business department. She's the best in the state as far as I'm concerned. So we run a tight ship. The finances coming from the state could be better, but you know they're doing the best they can. I trust our legislators to do the best they can for the kids and for the education system. Unfortunately, in Nixa, we spend about $2,000 to $1,800 less than the state average per pupil. So we get a lot of bang for our buck in Nixa. That's good. You know, we're frugal, but if we got just the average per pupil expenditure rate to spend on kids, we could do so much more for our kids of our community and the community at large. But try not to complain, because I'm grateful for what we do have, and we can do just about anything we want to do in Nixa right now, just not everything. And with that notion in mind, you have to prioritize. And we do a pretty good job of prioritizing, not perfect, but at the end of the day, we feel like we're pretty confident we're prioritizing our expenditures on what matters most.
I want to talk about the Missouri legislature a little bit. You haven't been shy about speaking your mind of certain issues and how it would benefit the children, yeah, the students in your school district and beyond in the state of Missouri. How would you describe your relationship, the district's relationship with local legislators, with the state legislature as a whole, and how you're able to advocate for and get things passed that works in the students' favor?
Well, I appreciate that question now more so than ever, because there have been times where my response wouldn't have been as favorable as it is right now. We have a very good working relationship with our state rep, and Jared Taylor. He does a good job of communicating with us. He's somebody who I completely support. We don't always agree on education matters in particular, but you know, we can sometimes agree to disagree, and we can disagree without being disagreeable in the process. And so I give him high marks. Our state senator, Jay Wasson, same with him. He's very good at communicating, and he takes Nixa under his wing and watches our back on legislative matters. And so he's been a good senator for us. I think the governor's been excellent to work with, just about as good as it gets from a governor standpoint. So right now I'm pretty positive about our political leaders. I think Congress is another matter. I think Congress is Congress, and their struggles are at the national level can be kind of frustrating sometimes. Public education feels like a political football, and or an ignored child, one or the other. Right now we're just not at the forefront of politics at the national level, but that'll work itself out in time. November will make a decision one way or the other, and we'll march forward accordingly.
Getting back to just additional services for students, I know safety has been one of those, in addition to not just active shooter safety, but severe weather safety. You've put a lot of safe rooms in your school district.
Five.
Yeah, how would you just assess how better prepared this school district is for events that may be dangerous for students?
When crisis happens, we are better prepared now than we've ever been prepared in the community of Nixa, not just the school. The community of Nixa never had a FEMA shelter until just a few years ago when we began building them with federal dollars, 75% of the expense being paid for, and then local dollars, 25%. And so we've got a lot of square footage, high quality, prime real estate for quarters on the dollar. And we were able to build four or five FEMA shelters that are available to the community, especially the staff and students, should they need coverage on a tornado, for instance. So I feel real good about our safety and security efforts throughout the community. I think the city works hard at it. County's working hard at it. And the challenge is meshing all of our plans together so we can work in unison with each other. I think right now it's better now than it's ever been.
We're speaking to Dr. Stephen Kleinsmith, the superintendent of Nixa Public Schools. You battled some health issues over the years. What was it like to receive that diagnosis that you had Parkinson's, and how have you worked to continue to be a strong leader in this school district?
Well, 10, 11 years ago, I was diagnosed, and it was like a kick in the groin. It was not a pleasant feeling. I kept it to myself for a day or so, and then opened it up to my wife and told her, because you do the research, you know what the future holds for most. And I feel very, very blessed with my health progress. It could be so much worse. You know, the medication's helpful. I think just good common sense of keeping yourself emotionally level and exercising and eating properly all contribute to, you know, a healthy tomorrow. And so we know so much more about the disease now than we used to. So hopefully the next generation will either have a cure or medicine that manages the symptoms even better than now. But my wife, I got to give her major kudos for ever since I met her, she's always been in my corner, thick or thin, and she's a great advisor of education matters as well. She's a counselor at the high school, and she's just been a great partner in my field of education along with life in general. She's just a great gal.
So you've had some inspiration in dealing with your health issues, and how has that manifested
sure.
itself on the education front?
Yeah. It's a motivator because it tells you that life is what I call a quick walk across a short stage. You know, it humbles you quickly as to what matters most in one's life. And education's right there at the top of the list. You know, a child's education only comes around once in their life, and you better get it right. Working hard and smart on behalf of kids is just of utmost importance. So to get the most out of life, get the most out of a public education for any and all kids. You know, public education, people like myself and others, all of our teachers stand at the doorsteps with an open arms for every morning and open hearts every morning for every kid. Doesn't matter disability or race, color, creed, religion. We take them all and we love them all. And I think that's what the two health issues and my education issues mesh together when it comes to priorities in life. You know, what is important in a public education for every child, regardless of their situation, is of extreme importance, and we need to treat our jobs like that.
You recently announced your retirement. That will take place when?
2 years from now.
Why was it important for you to give 2 years' notice?
Well, a personal and professional belief of mine is that when a leader knows he's going to, or she's going to retire, I think you owe it to those that you work for to let them know as soon as possible so they can begin planning the transition. Superintendent position, much like a teacher, is very important. And so when we're given notice by teachers early in the spring, we can hire good quality teachers. When the board is told as early as possible, they can get organized and make the decisions they need to make without being rushed. And I know our school board appreciated it. I just felt compelled to tell them when I knew it, why keep it a secret? And so we went public early, and I think it's helping the district find my replacement. There's a man or woman out there that's going to find Nick's at their home and take it to a whole new level of quality education. I'm certain of that.
And it also gives you 2 years to really work toward any goals that you haven't quite met, right?
Yeah, I hope we can keep our focus on good quality education because the kids of this community deserve nothing less.
Are there any specific things that you'd really like to see implemented in the next couple of years before you retire?
Well, I want to, yes, there are. We have a program that we're rolling out called Connected. It's in some people's minds an instruction, it's a focus on better instruction and one-to-one technology for each and every child in our school system. That's an expensive in the sense of time and money implementation, but we've got a great leader, Dr. Josh Chastain, David Liss, and Sarah Knight leading the way with our principals and teachers, and everybody's rallying around that new implementation of a connected program. That's certainly one, but again, focusing on our strategic plan, making sure that we don't bring to the forefront things that aren't in the strategic plan. Keeping our focus laser-like on our strategic plan is important because you can waste a lot of energy on things that aren't deemed as important as that is found in the strategic plan. So I would say ConnectEd is the biggest project, and generally speaking, our focus on our strategic plan is important.
Is there anything in your retirement you look forward to doing?
Well, certainly spending more time with my wife. You know, she's my girlfriend 26 years ago, my wife today. And spend more time with her. It would be nice. My boys are I have a senior next year, and then one out in the workforce in Kansas City, loving his work, educated by Nixa High School, and so they've done right by at least one kid, because he's so happy, and he was so very well prepared for college and the workforce, and following our kids around the country, wherever they may go, I think may be part of the plan as well.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our audience?
Just that I'm very grateful for this community for giving me the chance to serve as superintendent for what will be 18 years. It's been my honor and privilege to do so, and I will always remember them for that offer.
Dr. Stephen Kleinsmith, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.